Our gospel lesson this morning continues a time when Jesus was with his disciples, and then he prays for them, entrusting them into God's care, even to those who have not believed yet. But he's praying, and he's asking God to watch over his own. Let us listen to God's holy word. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I and them and you and me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Holy wisdom, holy word. The late Brother Rogers of Tizay Community in France once said and once prayed, God, in your perfect realms, no sword is drawn but the sword of righteousness, and there is no strength but the strength of love. So mightily spread abroad your spirit that all peoples may be gathered under the banner of the Prince of Peace as your children. To you be the dominion and glory, now and forever. Amen. Prayer is one of the most utilized aspects in faith and in every person's faith journey. As you and I have experienced Christ in our lives, we have drawn closer to God and to one another through prayer. Jesus taught his disciple in all ages how to pray in all circumstances of life through the Lord's Prayer. When we gather in worship, we approach God with prayers of confession, prayers and hymns, prayers for our tithes and offerings, prayers of illumination, prayers after sermons, prayers of the people, and the Lord's Prayer. Worship is our prayer work, as we focus on God and draw close to the Creator. Well, one always wonders, when is the best time to pray? The Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians at Thessalonica, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The Lord also gave direction for prayer. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart, as it says in Luke chapter 18, verse 1. If you ask any young person today when they pray, they probably pray before a test or a math test in particular. The best time to pray is any time and in all circumstances, regardless where we are in life. Prayer needs to happen. Reinhold Niebuhr wrote this prayer in 1943, and a part of this prayer is used to this day in certain organizations. And the prayer goes like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may reasonably be happy in this life and supremely happy with him in the next. Amen. The gospel lesson for today lifts up a prayer that Jesus is praying to God. The Lord is preparing to ascend to heaven and is asking God to protect and encourage the followers in their faith. The prayer acknowledges the unifying aspect of God and Christ, so the combined power continues to draw believers closer to them throughout the ages. Well, this intercessory and priestly prayer is one on unity with God. As Jesus prayed, I ask not on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The prayer is asking God to keep the followers close in a loving relationship of openness, oneness, and solidarity. Jesus is also praying that those who have accepted him as the one sent from the Creator remain close to him. And Jesus said, "Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them." What a prayer. A prayer from Christ. Well, the Lord prayed for the disciples then and the disciples today, for you and me, to remain close to God throughout life. No matter what happens in life, we remain close to God. The Apostle Paul and Silas prayed while they were in prison and experienced hardship and pain after they were sent to those dark places. But they prayed. And they sang. Well, as followers of Jesus Christ, we too are called to prayer. Regardless where we are or what is going on in our lives, prayer is vital and it's important to us. Prayer happens at any time. Prayer happens when people gather around a bed, when someone is dying, or mourners gather for a memorial or funeral service. Prayers happen when a new child is born or a person joins a family through marriage or adoption. Prayer happens when people are sick or people gather around a person as they prepare for surgery. Prayer happens when someone is lonely or families break apart. Prayer happens when one is seeking direction in life or relationships falter and die. As adults, we pray. But you know, even children have a good sense of prayer. Even children have this sense of wonderment and illumination in their lives when they pray. And sometimes it helps us to get a good grasp of what they are thinking and what they are believing. For example, this comes from Debbie, who is 7 years old. "Dear God, please send a new baby for Mommy. The new baby you sent last week cries too much." This one comes from Jimmy, who's 6. "Dear God, who did you make smarter, boys or girls? My sister and I want to know." From Norma, who's 8. "Dear God, how many angels are there in heaven? I would like to be the first kid in my class to know the answer." And from Angela, who's 8 years old. "Dear God, this is my prayer. Could you please give my brother some brains? So far, he doesn't have any." Or how about Hank, who's 7? "Dear Lord, thank you for the nice day today. You even fooled the TV weatherman." And from Agnes, who is 6. "Dear God, please bring me a new brother. The one I got socks me all the time." Well, friends, prayer is what draws us closer to God and into relationship with others. Prayer allows us to be open to the loving relationship of God's leading in our lives, especially when we appeal to God and give our all to Him. Well, before I went to bed as a boy, my dad would always pray this prayer while his hand was on my forehead. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you, and may the Lord give you peace. Amen. Well, a few years ago, I spent some time with my 98-year-old dad as he moved into the sunset of his life. Each night before he fell asleep at the care facility, I would place my hand on his forehead and would pray that same prayer. Well, even when he died, I prayed the prayer he taught me by placing my hand on his forehead. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, prayer is what draws us closer together on our journey of faith and into a stronger relationship with God. We have to open ourselves up to God. We have to be vulnerable in front of God. But we open ourselves in prayer and appeal to God's heart. May we continue to pray to God for others, for our enemies, and for ourselves. The more we see Christ's presence in our lives, the more we are drawn closer to the Savior. The more we search for God's Spirit, the more we become energized to find love and hope. Prayer draws us closer to God because we place ourselves in front of God. Well, we close with a prayer from the Book of Common Worship. Let us pray. God Most High, by your word you created a wondrous universe, and through your Spirit you breathed into it the breath of life. Accept creation's hymn of praise from our lips, and let the praise that is sung in heaven resound in the heart of every creature on earth, to the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Now, I have a few things to say about Mother's Day. A couple of stories I'd like to share with you. Three stories. Lauren Sanney of the Navigators, it's a group that's been around for a long time, once wrote of his mother, "My mother gave birth to me in a frontier house on the Midwestern prairie. On the kitchen counter, she placed a list of the ingredients necessary for my formula. At the top of the list was prayer, and that remained at the top of her list for me throughout her life. I have her to thank for firmly establishing my spiritual roots." And another story. Attending church in Kentucky, we watched an especially verbal and boisterous child being hurried out, slung under his irate mother's arms. No one in the congregation so much as raised an eyebrow, until the child captured everyone's attention by crying out in a charming southern accent, "Y'all pray for me now." And this one. A 4-year-old and 6-year-old presented their mom with a house plant. They had used their own money, and she was thrilled. The older of them said with a sad face, "There was a bouquet that we wanted to give you at the flower shop. It was really pretty, but it was too expensive. It had a ribbon on it that said, 'Rest in peace.' And we thought it would be just perfect since you're always asking for a little peace so that you can rest. I wish you a blessed and wonderful Mother's Day. Amen."